Well, we saw that there was a slight increase in 2012, so that total imports in the world of ICT goods reached about $2 trillion. And we can see that developing countries play an important role in this context, primarily in developing Asia.
When we talk about ICT products, what products are we talking about here?
Well, then you have, of course, the communication equipment related to mobile telephones. You have computer equipment like laptops and tablets. You also have various consumer electronic equipment like cameras and the like. And also electronic components, which are used in all the other kinds of electronic equipment as input goods.
Which ICT products are being imported at what rate?
What we have seen in the past few years is the growing importance of mobile communications equipment. This is primarily a phenomenon that is driven in recent years in developing countries. And if you see, for instance, in Africa, more than 40% of all the ICT goods imports are related to communication equipment. But we're also seeing a fast growth of electronic components, which are used throughout all the goods requiring computers, and also increased imports of computer and related equipment.
The import market is dominated by the developing countries, especially the Asian developing countries. What does this imply about their role in the ICT industry?
Interestingly enough, the developing Asia region now is the biggest region both for exports and for imports of ICT goods. And this reflects both that it's a very competitive production hub for ICT products, but it also reflects that there is a strong cluster and a lot of trade going in between the different Asian economies. And that can be reflected in the high degree of electronic components that are traded between different Asian economies. In fact, when you look at all the other developing and transition economies, they account for only 4% of global exports of ICT goods. So among the developing countries, it's a very strong emphasis on Asia.
ICT has overtaken, you know, trade in agricultural products. Is it a trend that is going to be maintained for the next few years?
Well, this is difficult to say, but I think this has been fairly stable over the past few years now, that ICT goods accounted in 2012 for about 11% of the total merchandise imports, whereas you can compare with agricultural products about 9% and, for instance, motor vehicles about 7%. So what it does, it shows the importance today in global trade figures of ICT goods.
Would it imply people are spending more on electronic and ICT products than they are spending on, say, agricultural products or motor vehicles?
Well, in terms of imports, that is clearly the case. But of course, one should keep in mind that the ICT industry is very highly fragmented. So there is a lot of intra-industry trade here. Not everything is imported for direct sales to the consumers, which is perhaps a stronger feature in the ICT industry than in other industries.
Which Asian countries are leading in terms of ICT products import and export?
If we look at the largest exporters, then China is clearly in the league by itself. It accounted for about 30% alone of the total export market for ICT goods in 2012. Then you have other East Asian economies like Hong Kong, China, Singapore, Taiwan, China, and also the Republic of Korea. Then, of course, there are still some developed countries playing an important role like the US and Japan, Germany as well. Otherwise, you have the Southeast Asian economies such as Malaysia, Thailand, and also the Philippines that are significant players. If you look at Latin America, the only really large player is Mexico, that is an important production hub for the North American market. And you have seen in the past decade or so the rising importance of some countries in Eastern Europe, like Hungary, Czech Republic, and Slovakia.
Would one be overly optimistic saying this growing trend of the Asian economies dominating the world is an indication of a shift in the global economy towards the East?
There's no question that the growing importance of Asia, both as a producer but also as a market, is influencing these numbers. There is a strong need for companies to have a strong presence in the Asian region because many countries there offer competitive production conditions to serve the international markets. But also there is a growing demand for ICT goods in this region, so they can combine the servicing of local demand and export demand.